Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A traffic stop this week in Frisco ended with a Dallas Cowboy behind bars. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the story.
Defensive tackle Antoine Woods was stopped for a traffic violation in Frisco Tuesday night. He had been ruled out for tonight's game in Chicago with a knee injury. Frisco police searched Woods' car and say they found marijuana inside. He was arrested and charged with possession of more than 2 ounces of pot, but less than four. He was also charged with tampering with evidence and cited for having drug paraphernalia. The 26-year-old was undrafted out of USC. He spent 2 years with the Tennessee Titans and signed a two-year, million-dollar contract with the Cowboys before last season. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Cowboys have not responded to a request for comment. The Fort Worth Water Department says some customers may have had their financial data breached. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Mary Guglielza with the Fort Worth Water Department says this affects about 3,000 customers who made a one-time payment using the department's online payment web portal between August 27th and October 23rd.
The vendor found was there had been malicious code that was added to their programming. We got that removed. We've actually ended up replacing the entire server.
That vendor, Central Square, is offering affected customers 1 year of free credit monitoring. Guglielza says customers who use automatic withdrawal, who pay by phone, or paid in person are not impacted. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A local group is celebrating today after meeting a goal they've been working toward for more than a decade. KRLD's Bailey Friday has an update on a story you heard last week on News Radio 1080.
Since it first started in 2009, the DFW chapter for Wreaths Across America has had the same goal every year, to decorate the grave of every serviceman and servicewoman buried in the DFW National Cemetery with a holiday wreath. This year, for the first time ever, the group met that goal. They raised 43,400 wreaths, just enough for everyone. Chris Bush helped found the DFW chapter. He says the group will continue to strive every year to reach the same goal.
You know, every year the cemetery grows, so every year it will be a challenge, but the effort is worth it.
As for this year, they did it, and everyone is welcome to participate in the wreath laying ceremony on December 14th. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Bell Helicopter continues working to develop unmanned air taxis. Arlington Mayor Jeff Williams is among their advocates, saying they can operate without much added infrastructure.
Our big challenge here is the regulatory environment to find the airspace to where we can move these vehicles through.
Bell hopes to launch the unmanned air taxis by the end of the next decade. Fort Worth-based American Airlines says checking in for an international flight is about to get a lot easier thanks to its new passport scanning app.
American says it's the first airline to offer passport chip scanning. That allows international travelers to head straight to the gate without a customer service agent rechecking their documents. American CIO says, quote, mobile passport scanning removes a time-consuming step, providing our customers with a smoother check-in experience for international flights. Christian Powers, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police with the Dallas County Community College District are using a new type of electric scooter while they're on patrol.
The scooters have three wheels and are called trikes. Officer Luis Leal says they're similar to some of those rental scooters, but with added safety features.
It has three wheels. The stability on it is a lot better and it's a whole lot safer for us.
He says officers will be able to use the scooters on patrol and they'll be able to access areas where automobiles or golf carts can't reach. The first two are being deployed on the El Centro campus downtown, and the college district has plans to roll them out at Brookhaven College as well. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
a grand retirement ceremony for a Grand Prairie police canine. In his 7 years with the department, Canine Bullet helped seize $1 million worth of meth and more than $400,000 in cocaine. He also helped arrest 163 suspects, including 30 with bites. Bullet's handler, Lance Motti, says he was a model partner.
When my partner is asked to do something, he does it without hesitation. He doesn't think or care about the possibilities of getting hurt or losing his life. All he wants to do is make Dad happy.
The 9-year-old Belgian Malinois will now live with Monty and his family. And the Cowboys will try to tighten their grip on first place tonight in Chicago. The game with the Bears kicks off at 7:30 on 105.3 The Fan.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.